This is the Dan and Maida Show podcast.
We talk about stupid stuff.
We talk about important stuff.
We talk about global stuff.
National stuff.
And we talk about stuff. Stuff.
All with a little gay view.
And a big Midwest view.
So come on in and grab a drink.
And enjoy the show.
Well, howdy, Maida.
Hi there, Dan. Howdy to you.
How y'all doing?
You old cowpoke, you. Did you just say y'all?
I did say y'all. I don't know why.
Are you channeling Britney Spears?
No, it feels like I've been in Texas for 5 months. It's so hot.
Oh, my God. You've got to be kidding me. Please don't say that.
Although, it's been like the 60s for a while, so that's kind of crazy.
Why do you really feel like you were in Texas? Did you go to Texas Roadhouse last night for dinner?
No. I was in Atlantic City last night, though, for work.
That shouldn't remind you of Texas at all.
No. Maybe that's what it... Maybe I saw someone in a cowboy hat. Welcome to the Dan and Maida Show podcast, everybody.
Great beginning.
Yeah. We haven't done this in a long while.
Off the chain.
We have had a very busy summer. Very busy. Congratulations to you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Marriage number three.
Marriage number
with
three.
The same person, to like a lunatic.
Person, yes. If everybody, you guys saw it on the Facebook, we took a little picture of me and Maida.
Did you put that on the Facebook?
I did.
I didn't ever see it.
Yeah, you know, you should go on there once in a while and update it.
I was in Mexico.
Maybe that's where I got the y'all from.
Mexico?
Yeah, something like that.
They don't really say it like that down there.
Okay. Well, your wedding festivities were fun. You didn't really do a ceremony. Like, we didn't...
No. No
see,
ceremony.
See father, what's his name?
We didn't want to bore everybody.
No, it was really, really fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the speeches?
The speeches were great.
Did you listen to them?
I did.
All right.
Maida and Joy, and Joy and Maida.
Oh yeah, that was Joy's sister.
Yes, and you looked really good. I think I said to you like four times, you should wear makeup more often.
You are not the only person that said that to me.
Who else said it?
Almost everybody there.
Yeah.
There were multiple people that walked in and saw me, made eye contact with me, and they could not stop their jaws from dropping. Not because I looked so hot, but just because Maida with makeup is really something special.
It's so weird how makeup, like, changes
makes
a
you
woman's
look good.
Face. Yeah.
It just makes you look good. So you liked the speeches. Did you hear my speech?
I did.
Did you like it?
I did.
Did you hear my sister's speech?
There were a lot of speeches. Am I supposed to... Are you testing me on something
here? No, it's just my sister's was, like, the most amazing speech I've ever heard in my life.
Well, you've tasked her to do it, what, three times now, so...
One other time. She's had to do it twice.
Okay.
But the one that she just did was pants on the ground, kick you in the crotch, fantastic type shit.
I saw your mom.
Oh, yeah, she was there. Thank God.
I talked to her.
Did you? What'd she say?
I'm starting to listen to the podcast, Dad.
And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. We've been doing this for like 2 years.
Shit. I'm like, well, I got real nervous first because your mom is so goddamn sweet.
My mom.
I guess I didn't talk to her long enough.
Kate is so sweet.
She's very sweet. Why wouldn't you?
She has a mouth like a viper.
Why would you say that about your mom? She's sweet.
She has a mouth like a viper.
Is that where you get it from?
That is exactly where I get it from.
Well, that's what I was nervous about. I'm like, you know, most of the content on there isn't great. She's like, no, I know it's Maida. I'm like, thank you.
See? Now I hope you stop being nervous after you talk to her.
And if you're listening now, Kate, here's your shout out.
It will take her 4 years to get to this episode if she's just started listening now. That's embarrassing.
So sorry, guys, we've been away so long.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah.
It's mostly Dan's fault.
It is my fault. So, truth be told, we did an episode 21. We recorded it with the new thing in front of your face.
My mic!
So, the sound is a little bit different, guys.
It's shaped like a cock. It's close to my mouth.
We got some new equipment, a new microphone for Maida.
Equipment.
That looks like a penis, apparently.
It's phallic.
It is very phallic.
It's got like a little condom-looking thing on the top of it.
That's supposed to get all the gratiness out of your voice.
Gratiness?
Mm-hmm.
Gratiness?
Gratiness.
Oh, it's going to take out my greatness.
So, yes, we fully recorded a podcast, and as you guys know, I kind of save it on my computer and edit it. I deleted the whole fucking thing.
Whole thing.
The whole thing.
Whole thing.
The look on your face when we were done, because Joy was outside to pick you up. Or coming to pick you
she
up.
She was coming.
So we were really close to being done.
Yeah, we had about 5 minutes left, I think. We had recorded a solid, I think, hour and a half, hour 45 minutes
of
material.
I was so concerned about like how the microphone... I mean, we sat here for like an hour or two
it
before.
It was close to 2 hours. We, meaning Dan, was messing with the mics, messing with the levels. Do I sound professional when I say levels?
With the dick in your face? Yes.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm, the levels of my penis. It took about 2 hours to get it to a satisfactory level for Dan.
Yes.
And then next thing you know, we record a great podcast, by the way.
It was
I thought
good.
It was pretty fantastic. Yeah. And he looks at me when we're getting ready to do the close and informs me that it is all gone.
I deleted the whole goddamn thing.
Deleted it all.
I felt like my stomach dropped. The blood came out of my face.
Did your butthole quiver a little?
No, that only quivers when it's happy place. So.
Oh, mine does both.
Really?
It quivers when I'm nervous, scared, and happy.
So it's June, I guess, right? How's your June been going?
My June was amazing, except for that podcast mishap. Yeah. Because basically all I had to do was help plan a party, go to the party, have the best time at the party, and then 2 days later leave for Mexico. And
for
that's
Cabo,
been
man.
Like in my June.
And we have Pride this weekend.
Pride this weekend, and then we get into July, and we all know that July is Gaga month, so what can go wrong there?
Is she coming back again?
July 11th, she'll be here. And then we go to Vegas to see her on July 19th.
I'm doing something on July 11th. I forgot what it is.
You're not going to Gaga, because I didn't get you a ticket. Burn.
Okay. Well, let's get into some guilt, then.
You mean your guilt's not about the deleting of the podcast? You have other guilt?
That is real. No, I have guilt that is going to top all of our guilts, all 20 guilts that I've had on the radio, on the podcast.
This is going to top it.
This is going to top it all.
Okay.
So I guess I'll go first.
No, I should go first so that the good one will be last. So my guilt is, I don't feel bad towards anyone in general. I just have a confession that will perhaps change listeners' opinions of me, my friends' opinions of me, certainly changed my opinion of myself. While I was in Cabo, I watched in its entirety the One Direction This Is Us movie.
Oh, God.
In its entirety.
Did you watch Never Say Never by Justin Bieber, too?
No, no. That probably would be worse. I sat through the entire One Direction movie, and I liked it. I liked them.
It's just a concert movie?
Yeah, but like behind the stage, like behind the scenes stuff, while they're on their bus, them horsing around like young fellas do. Young teenagers, since they're 17, 18, 19, and 20-ish.
So you're on your lesbian honeymoon.
I'm on my lesbian honeymoon in my bed wearing an ill-fitting robe watching One Direction.
You know, they have porn on those.
Yeah, free porn. There was free porn. We watched that.
I'm not editing
I might have flipped past that once or twice, but I ignored the free porn.
So what? Why did you like it?
And I nearly didn't go to dinner because I was watching it.
What are their songs? Do I know any of their songs?
That's what makes you beautiful.
Oh, I know that song.
And then there's that other one that's like, you're beautiful. Like, they're all the same.
They're all the same songs.
All the same.
Backstreet's back. All right.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, watched it in its entirety while wearing my lovely resort-given robe, laying on the bed.
You told me a few stories earlier about your vacation and robes. And so were you just in a robe the whole time?
Well, no, not the whole time. I wore a robe the first night because we took a jacuzzi tub. I wrote a rap about it, which you weren't impressed with. But I think I'll rap it for everyone.
Did you fall into the jacuzzi tub?
I slipped in.
Yeah.
I definitely did, and then I broke a champagne glass on the balcony.
You know you told the story about another jacuzzi on this podcast once.
When I fell out of it and broke my nose?
Yes.
Or almost broke my nose? Uh-huh. That was a hot tub.
What the fuck is the difference?
Jacuzzi tub's in your bathroom, a hot tub's outside.
Okay.
Huge difference. Steeper entry and exit into the hot tub. But this was a pretty steep entry into the jacuzzi tub. I slipped a little. But do you want to hear the rap? I'm rapping it. I think the listeners want to hear the rap.
All right, here's Maida's rap.
This is my rap.
Well, set it up.
Well, so I was just taking a tub.
Tub.
You know, having my champagne, and was wearing the robe. So here it goes. Just took a bubble beezy, sipping on some champeezy. Now I'm on the balcony, wearing an ill-fitting robe. You like that?
Yeah, I'm so mad that someone's going to offer you a contract and you're going to have to leave the podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to be gone forever.
It's going to be the Dan and Kate show.
Does anyone want to know why the robes are ill-fitting?
What? Yeah, you keep saying ill-fitting. Why? Why are they
because
ill-fitting? I feel
they
like
don't...
they're like either too huge or...
Well, no, my problem is I have a really nice big ass and really huge boobs. So basically they're fighting for robe real estate.
It's pulling.
So they're pulling on opposite directions because those aren't opposite sides of my body. So the boobs want the attention, the butt wants the attention. So it's ill-fitting and I have to tie the robe thing right underneath my boobs. And inadvertently, one is always popping out. No matter what I do, no matter how I tie it, nothing. It's ill-fitting.
That's not ill-fitting. You have an
ill shape to my body.
North and south poles of your body. No, it's not shape.
But... Well, I think if I was wearing a bra, something supportive, perhaps the robe would have fit better. I also experienced this in the spa when I was in the relaxation room and Lefty was trying to release itself from the bowels. A real
so
fitting
One
robe.
Direction.
One Direction, yeah.
What other than the songs, what, you know.
Well, they're all, they're cute boys. They're yeah. funny.
Why, you get the smile when you say that.
Well, because I like them now. And I'm so embarrassed about it.
Yeah. On your lesbian honeymoon.
On my lesbian honeymoon, I watched a bunch of teenage boys on tour. Kill me
Can
now.
I ask you how long it was?
I think it was over an hour at least. Probably 90 plus minutes.
And did you invent the rap before or after you watched the movie?
The rap came before. That was my first night there. The rap came. Yeah, One Direction.
Uh-huh. I don't know what else to say.
There's nothing to be said. Why don't you give us your guilt?
Oh, God. All right. So Father's Day.
That happened. I don't think I called. No, I did call my dad.
You did call your dad. It was the day after your
my
big party.
Party, yeah.
So I was really hungover.
Why?
Not really hungover, but.
Were you drinking at the party?
Like, you know, just the heat and, you know, I didn't want to drive down.
Was
my
it
dad's
hot
house.
That day?
I think it was a little hot.
I don't recall. I didn't leave the house.
And where I was dressed up in a tie, and someone called me a Republican, whatever. But
wait, you mean at the party it was hot? It wasn't hot that day.
It was hot. I don't like being in a tie and outside.
Who called you a Republican? My sweet mom?
No. Yeah, one of our friends. I had like a red tie and a blue shirt. I guess I looked like a presidential Republican, you know.
Sure.
Mitt Romney. I look like Mitt Romney.
You didn't look like Mitt Romney. You looked very nice.
I appreciate it.
Although I looked way better in my tie.
Yeah, you did. Go to get my dad a Father's Day card.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, it's Father's Day, and there's not a lot of selection on Father's Day cards.
No, not on the day.
This is my public service announcement to everybody who's listening. Get the cards before they actually happen. So I know really like 3 or 4 cards. And
did you go to a different store or did you just go to one store?
No, I just went to one store. I was hungover, Maida.
I don't care.
Oh, the laziness is going to be pervasive throughout this whole fucking deal. There were 2 cards and they were like lovey-dovey. They're like, Dad, you know, you're great. And, you know, my family doesn't do that. It's like someone taking a shit on the front of the card and inside it's... This is what, happy birthday.
This is what I think of you.
This is.
You remind me of a pile of crap. Of a steaming pile.
So 2 of that, and they were lovey-dovey. I'm like, I'm not doing. And then I was going to do like, get them like a birthday card and just kind of be funny. And yeah, I made that same face.
A baby shower card would have been funnier.
Yo, that would have been funny. God damn it.
You're an idiot.
So I come across a card. It's in Spanish.
Those are always good.
And I'm like, all right. Better than the birthday card, right?
Oh.
It was a lovey-dovey one from what I can tell because of the italics and the...
Did you read the translation on the back?
Well, I didn't know there was a translation on the back.
Oh.
Hence the laziness part.
Uh-huh.
And I was running late. So it's like in it had like 3 tissue things and it's all this text in Spanish. And I'm like, all right, get out to my car. I say, Dad, I meant every word of this. Love. Your favorite. I always say your favorite. So, had Father's Day. Great. He didn't open the cards until Monday morning. And I also got him a golf bag.
Oh, that's a nice gift.
I had it delivered. Yeah.
I didn't get my dad shit.
Yeah.
A phone call.
Mm.
Didn't even get him a Spanish card.
No, you should have. So, he calls me Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, maybe the bag got there. I did the Amazon 2-day, but forgot to, you know, update the address. So
right.
It was a little bit late. I was in a meeting or something. So on my way home from work, I call him and he's like, he started off with, so I was opening all the cards. I'm like, yep, here, you know, I get my, my prize winning. Like that's
Dan
a funny
wins.
Card. Yes. And that's all I really want in life.
Right.
You know?
You just want to win.
So it kind of got silent for a little bit. I'm like, all right.
Awkwardly
this is weird.
So? Awkwardly silent? Like,
You know, I'm waiting for, you know, the funny retort
know,
that one does. And he's like, did you read any of it? I'm like, no, I didn't.
I read Papa.
I read, yeah, I saw Padre Day or
right.
Padre Dios, you know,
yeah.
Feliz Cumpleaños. He's like, well, and I'm like, oh, fuck,
what
was this card?
Can't wait to hear this.
It ended up being from daughter to father.
That's kind of appropriate.
From your special, no. Wait.
From your special little girl?
From your special little girl or something. And the 3 pages was like all of the things you've taught me throughout my life.
Oh my God.
If our listeners remember the very special episode we did last year, we talked about our coming out stories,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
I came out to my dad on Father's Day, if you guys remember.
Oh my God, this is so great.
I terrorized this man. I'm going to kill this man on Father's Day. And his father died on Father's Day a few years before that.
Oh, my God.
So it wasn't always the best.
No.
And I always say happy anniversary to him now instead of happy Father's Day.
You should have bought him an anniversary card, you jackass.
This is not even the part I'm talking about. I'm like, oh, my God. So I turn red. I feel a little bit embarrassed. I'm like, all right, Dad, let's go for the joke and, you know, call it a day. And he was like, well, I did have a question for you. I'm like, what?
He's Did he ask if he wanted to be a woman?
Are you transitioning to female?
Oh, no way. And I'm got to be kidding me.
I'm like, Dad, are you? Please tell me you're kidding. He's like, well, he said, you did the gay thing on the Father's Day, you know, years ago, and I just didn't know, and I didn't know how to ask you.
And but he was thinking that was your way of telling him.
Because you said I meant every word of
word
it.
Word of it. Oh, my God.
I'm going to kill this man.
I'm going to kill this man. No, he...
So my sister...
Have you talked to him since? Is he dead?
No, he's not dead.
Okay.
I've seen him since.
Oh, my God.
So my sister texts me, and she's like, well, you know, I heard about the card. Great Father's Day card. And she sends me a picture of the translation, which I don't even think was in there, because I did not see it. And it basically starts off, from his daughter who loves him.
Oh, my God.
On Father's Day, I want you to know how wonderful it is to have a dad like you. You filled my days with special memories. I'm so proud to say that he's my dad.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to kill the man.
Oh.
Going to kill
him. My God. See what happens when you try to buy a gag gift?
Yes.
Like a gag card?
Right.
Let this be a lesson, kids.
And I have to learn Spanish. So, Maida, some more revelations today.
I really don't know if we should continue the podcast after that story. I feel like that
should
be
it.
Should be it for this episode.
So I can go to sleep now?
Go out on a high note.
I am exhausted.
Because you're never going to say anything funnier than that story.
Okay, well, then let's talk about religion.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, hey, that worked.
I think we're going to do a lot of puns with this.
So. Oh, probably.
So what I wanted to talk about, and we never really talked about religion because... You know, the gays and religion never really went hand in hand. Or did they? And it's always been tough because, you know, a lot of people think, who are religious, think that gay is an abomination. And, you know, and we try to do a comedy podcast, so bringing that in.
Well, plus we don't want to bore people.
Yeah.
Religion's a little boring. No offense to all you religious folk out there, but it's a little boring.
Yeah. So we're going to try to make this as funny as we can.
Okay.
Okay. So... this week, the Presbyterian Church, one of the, you know, bigger ones, they have like 2 million people in the United States.
Is that a big one? I don't know.
I've always heard of it when I was like a kid.
Well, I'm definitely familiar with the name.
So they have announced that they are going to allow gay people to be married in their churches.
Hey!
Which is fantastic, right?
Score one for the gays.
Yeah. But then there's, you know, the Catholic Church and the Episcopalians. I don't know. The Episcopalians might be good.
What the hell is
Evangelicals?
That? These all sound like dinosaurs.
Right. So, these are the groups of people, especially in the last 2 years, because of that, you know, there's Indiana and Utah now. And
yes.
A big, you know, push to remove the ban on gay marriages in individual states on a federal level, which it should be.
Yes.
And this is just making people crazy.
The Presbyterian thing or the state thing?
Just the whole gay
thing. All of
it.
Making people, riling them all up. Like tornado time or something.
So in doing kind of research for this topic, I found a few articles that were pretty great, you know, and most by, you know, gay. You know, you and I grew up Catholic. We obviously
sure did.
Joke about the Catholic guilt. And did you know I sang in church?
No.
Did
you know I was an altar server?
I was an altar server, too.
Get out of here.
But did you lead the congregation in song?
Never.
Okay.
Well, my dad does that, though.
I did.
You did that?
I'm not bragging or anything.
It seems like you're bragging because you now said it 4 times in a row.
You know, going to Catholic school and in high school, there was a program called Kairos where...
Oh, sure. I've heard of that.
And that was probably one of the greatest times of my life. Something I remember always, if not every day.
That's what everyone who's gone to a Kairos... Is it like a snowball? Public
cocaine?
Schools had snowball.
What is
it's
that?
It's like you went away with a bunch of people and you talked about your feelings.
Did
and
cocaine?
No. Had that been the case, I would have been in snowball.
Eight ball.
Eight ball. That's what, you know what? I'm going to open my own school. We're going to go away for the weekend and we're calling it eight ball and we're going to ride the white pony the entire weekend.
You are too old to do cocaine.
And then save the world. What do you mean?
If you did cocaine now, it would take forever to get out of your body. You'd feel like crap.
Are you kidding me? I think I could do cocaine right now and be just fine. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Do you have any coke?
Religion. Yeah, probably something similar. It was, you know, your teens and your angsty and
you think
everybody hates you. And, you know, it wasn't the Kairos experience wasn't, it was, you know, had that religious, you know, kind of Christian
like
you know,
undertones
feel
to
it,
right?
Yeah, but it was just, you know, at least I went to all boys high school. It was just a bunch of guys like talking about their feelings, which, you know, growing up, especially with the Catholic Church, you're put into you, right? That you
right.
Talk about that stuff.
Interesting
any stuff, really.
That Catholic schools would then have a program like a Kairos where people who have been repressing their feelings for so long went right. and talked about them for a weekend. Did you ride horses?
No. No, it wasn't like that. It was,
did you canoe?
No, it wasn't an outdoorsy kind of thing. I went outside and smoked.
That couldn't have been following the rules.
No, they let you smoke there. That was the other cool part about it.
What?
I was smoking with teachers.
Get the...
You like giving them the finger and smoking my my camels.
Rebel.
Yes.
Rebel.
So it, all in all, it's, you know, I still believe in God. I don't think God's the white, you know, guy up, you know, Santa's brother up on the clouds. But,
Santa's brother, that's good.
You know, the guy with the white, long white beard.
Right, right.
Certainly don't believe in anything of the Old Testament. In the New Testament, obviously the parable of Jesus.
I don't know the difference. I've never read the Bible.
Well, the Old Testament is crazy. This is the one I'm going to tell
where
you.
Where they murder you for shellfish and all that shit?
Yes. I have like there's like 13 things I pulled from my review, from my studies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to read them to you right now.
Okay.
The Old Testament is crazy.
It's batshit crazy.
Yes. You can't eat like pork. You can never eat a ham sandwich again.
Fuck that noise.
That's Leviticus. You can't tattoo. I mean, you're tattooed from head to toe.
That's not even true.
So in the Old Testament, ye shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead. I don't know
what the fuck. Oh, so like no cutting? Like if you're depressed, you can't cut your arm?
Nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord.
Oh, that's tattoos.
Rounded haircuts. Like I couldn't get
like
a
bowl cut?
No.
Like the Dorothy Hamill?
Yeah, it's specific. Ye shall not get Dorothy Hamill haircut.
Does she know about this? They predicted her existence way back in the Old Testament
days.
And
she fought and she got medal that she did.
She is a pioneer.
She is a pioneer. And she's in the Old Testament. Ye shall not round the corners of your head, neither shalt not thou mar the corners of thy beard.
Round the corners of your head. I have a round head. I was born with a round
head. No, like cut your hair in a roundish way.
My hair is a little round. I was born with round, curly hair. Oh, God.
All right, this is my favorite one. Men with injured or cut off private parts entering the house of God. Listen, they had some little funny jokes with them. It's bad enough if you're a man who has had his private parts injured, or, heaven forbid, cut off, but to add insult to injury. This is from Deuteronomy. He that is wounded in the stones or hath his privy member cut off, I think that means private, shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord.
So you can't go to a church if you got kicked in the dick.
Or Lorraine Bobbitt.
Or Lorena Bobbitt.
John Bobbitt. John Bobbitt. They're crazy, right? Children cursing their parents.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, remember what you said about your mom in the beginning?
Yeah, she's a viper. Total bitch.
And he that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. You better be glad you didn't live in Old Testament times.
Thank you. I would have been fucking screwed.
Divorced people.
Oh, God. Well, yeah. The country's half full of those.
This is from Corinthians in the Old Testament.
Uh-huh.
This is what I'm word for word starting now. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak. Been fucked that way, too.
Yeah.
But they are commanded to be under obedience and also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home. That was part of the ring on my phone, by the way.
Whoa, yes. That was God speaking to you.
Yes.
Saying, I still believe that.
Yes. Or some angry woman texting me right now.
Are you kidding me?
So obviously the church has gone through evolutions over the hundreds and hundreds of years. In the Catholic Church, men weren't always allowed to not get married. Like I think it was like the 1600s or 1700s, the church, I guess the men, if they died, their homes and their goods and their monies would go to their family.
Sure.
So the church said, no, you don't have sex with ladies or get married because when you die, all your shit's coming back to us.
The church wants your money, your right. goods, your coins, your donkeys, your tattoos. All
no,
over.
No tattoos. Oh, Old Testament. Right.
God damn it. I can't keep up.
Or pork or shrimp or...
No shellfish. Can't you also, if you're a woman, you can't sit on a solid rock when you have your period and speak in tongues or something weird? Like, there's something with your period. Like, women with their periods aren't allowed to, you know, live. I'm sure there's something like that with periods.
And stuff, yeah.
And stuff.
So I don't go to church anymore. Obviously, I am not a fan of the institution itself.
Well, because it's all bullshit.
It's, well, you know, the person part of it. You know, I like the story. I like the parables. I like the New Testament.
Parables.
What? What Jesus would tell, you know, stories to people.
His speeches. You like Jesus' speeches.
And he hung out with a hooker. I mean,
he sure did.
Progressive was that guy.
I'm practically Jesus.
And hung out with 12 dudes.
I go out with strippers.
So I read an article in Time magazine, and this guy, Matthew Vines, who's a gay guy from Kansas, and he was an evangelical.
Okay.
They're worse than the Catholics.
Old Testament to me means nothing.
And the title, so he wrote a book, and it's called God and the Gay Christian. So mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, this perked up my ears, perked my eyeballs.
See, that makes me turn the page to find the thing about which celebrities look so good as they age that they're probably vampires. That's right. When I turn to that.
And so it's good that I do these.
That you do these so I can do those others.
I cannot wait till it's what's crapping in.
I don't know if I have anything to say.
Something about vampires, you better.
Oh, shit.
What caught my eye was, all right, this is a guy who's not, doesn't hate the church. And he's still thinking, and that's how I kind of feel about it. Like, I don't hate the church. I won't give them my money.
Okay.
My gay money.
Your big gay money.
My big gay money. But I'm still spiritual and I still believe that there, you know, there's, after this, we're bound for something. So he lists 10 things, 10 reasons why God accepts gay Christians.
Okay.
If you're evangelical or a Christian, because that's a large part of our base, turn this off. So one, the term homosexual didn't exist until 1892. Some modern Bible translations say that homosexuals will not inherit the kingdom of God, but neither the concept nor the word for people with exclusive same-sex attraction existed until the late 19th century. And by that time, the Bible was in its, you know, 400th edition.
Sure, right? Sure. It had been revamped, redone, edited by Jackie Collins by then.
And Paul.
Yeah. Paul.
James, King
sure.
James,
totally.
He did a Bible. For this one, while the Bible rejects lustful same-sex behavior, that's very different from a condemnation of all gay people in relationships. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Because when the people use the Bible to say that gay is not here, they're saying the word homosexual in the Bible.
Right.
But it didn't exist.
It didn't exist then.
And Jesus never talked
so
about it.
So they're liars. They're big, phony, faking liars.
Yeah, we know that. We're not going to go down that road because that's...
Well, I'm just
the mean road.
I know. For people simple like me, I'm just saying.
But when I read these things, I'm like, all right, dude, come on. Just sit down and read this.
Read that. Hey, you, evangelical guy, read this.
Get the ham out of your mouth.
And read this.
While having sex with your wife who's menstruating.
Right. Take that out of your mouth, then the other thing out of your mouth, and read this wonderful quote.
Second one was sexual orientation is a new concept, one that the Christian tradition hasn't addressed. So many Christians draw on their faith tradition to shape their beliefs, but the concept of sexual orientation is new. Until recent decades.
Better.
Same-sex behavior was placed in the same category with gluttony or drunkenness.
Okay.
So it's a vice of excess anyone might be prone to, not at the expression of a sexual orientation.
Right. So, I mean, it's so...
No, I know what that
homosexuality
means,
homosexuality one of the seven deadly sins, then?
No, it should be, though.
Well, if it's with gluttony and, what was the other one?
Drunkenness,
which most gay people I know fall into that category as well.
Did you tell me a story earlier that you guys ordered two pizzas?
Sure did. Gluttonous.
So gluttony, drunkenness.
After a gay wedding.
Number three, celibacy is a gift, not a mandate. I like this one. The Bible honors celibacy as a good way of living. Jesus was celibate after all.
What are you supposed to do with all your extra juices?
But it also makes clear that celibacy must be a voluntary choice, requiring that all gay people, and this is the argument, remain celibate. We love you. But we don't like
But
your
don't
sin.
Go stick anything
exactly
or eat anything or suck anything.
Require, and he makes a good point here. Vine makes a good point here. Requiring that all gay people remain celibate is at odds with the Bible's teachings on celibacy, which are grounded in scripture, in the core affirmation that God's physical creation is good. Meaning like the natural physical part. And that was the problem with the priest. My dad and I have that argument with the priest all the time. I'm like, why do you think that the biological part of a human being is to, you jokingly said, release juices?
Release juice.
Right.
That's what we're supposed to do.
And I told him that, the story or why, you know, the Catholic Church did it. He's like, oh. Number four, condemning same-sex relationships is harmful to the LGBT community, obviously. Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount that good trees bear good fruit. While bad trees bear bad fruit. The church's rejection of same-sex relationships has caused tremendous needless suffering to the community. Bad fruit. Those harmful consequences should make Christians open to reconsidering the church's traditional teaching.
Should make the bad fruit want to become the good fruit.
We see that with the Presbyterian church right now.
Is that what this is all coming down to? Is seeing what the Presbyterian... They've changed their... They flipped their script about this.
I think that's what the argument is it, these first four points, I'm not going to read them all, but this is a rational way to look back at the Bible and say, you know, all the Leviticus, Deuteronomy shit is crazy.
It's crazy.
I have a mind that I can understand that.
Yeah.
And all of his other things are good. Like, Jesus never said gay people were bad.
No.
He encouraged, you know, people to find someone who makes them happy and you make them happy and, you know, have a wafer. And the last one, he obviously had all of these, but the last one that stands out in my mind and is kind of relevant now, since we've been talking about you and your third marriage is about commitment. It often involves procreation, but according to the New Testament, it's based on something deeper, a lifelong commitment to a partner. Marriage is even compared to the relationship between Christ and the church. Love that logic. While the language used is opposite sex, language used by the church, the core principles apply just as much to same-sex couples.
Same-sex as breeders.
Well, and that's the other thing, too. You know, the argument is, you know, traditional marriage, it didn't harm traditional marriage.
No.
And
just like the 82-year-old people that meet in the old people's home who decide to get married, they're not going to be able to have a traditional marriage because they're not going to be able to procreate. So
right.
How is their marriage going to affect traditional? It doesn't.
Right, and those homes are filled with herpes.
Herpes, so many STDs.
And gonorrhea.
So many STDs.
Can they not put a rubber on?
They fuck like bunnies in those old people's homes. And you know what? God love them. And he does. Okay, so on a lighter, less religious note, now's the time, everybody, where we do what's a-crappenin'. A lot of things have crappened in the month of June. We've already talked about my wedding party.
The third one.
Third one. We've already talked about Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So a big
and Texas.
Thing, and Texas, yeah. Which apparently crappened while I was gone.
Yeah, I think
sure.
So.
Sure, totally.
I drink a lot.
Yeah, me too. That's why we work so well together as a team. So,
and put a podcast out every 2 months.
Right.
Right.
The only reason it was 2 months this time is fully because of you. Like I said, a lighter note. What's
yes.
Crappening? What's crappening?
What do you got?
So I'm not sure. I know you're not into sports games or anything like that. You're aware that the
you
world...
know, can I stop you?
Sure.
Rugby.
Oh.
I love watching rugby.
Are you kidding me? That's like the one sport besides cricket that I don't understand.
I don't understand it, but those guys are hot.
God. Well, then you'd be interested in the World Cup because...
You ever hear of a scrum?
Yeah, those happen at the bathhouses. I think Hydrate, I've seen a few scrums. Circuit, Manhole.
We go to lunch with my friends at work, and there's always like a rugby game on, and I am glued to that TV.
Sure, because it's the middle of the day, and the only time that rugby is on is middle of the day when people are drinking on lunch.
Yeah, what do you do?
Yeah. Watch rugby.
Right.
And go, scrum, diddly-umptious.
That's where, I wonder if that's where scrumptious came from. Yeah.
Probably. Look it up. Right. Next podcast. So besides rugby, you're not into other sports games so much.
Soccer.
Well, yeah, the World Cup is happening right. What, you should be into soccer. These dudes' thighs could crack your nuts in a good way. Like, I mean, these guys are smoking hot.
Yeah. Ronaldo There's, or Canaldo?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Okay.
Sure. Cristiano Ronaldo?
Christian.
You know he's the enemy of the U.S. right now.
I can give two fucks about it.
Well, sweet. I'm glad we're talking about this. I can't believe, though, that
Ronaldo and the thing. I love talking about what's crappening.
Sure, yeah. The assist that led to the goal that tied Portugal with U.S. in the final 30 seconds.
I know. It was a nail-biter.
I'm total nail-biter. You are just pulling words out of your sports games book.
Scrum.
You're pulling words out of your scrum right now.
Mm-hmm.
You should love soccer because these guys, there are a few really ugly soccer players, but I would say 90% of them are smoking hot and have insane bodies.
I don't disagree with you. I just, kicking a ball all day drives me nuts.
Hey, I see what you did there. I see what you did. But anyway, so the big news in the World Cup situations.
The biting. Yeah, tell me the story.
So I think his name is Luis Suarez from Uruguay.
Yeah.
Notice my pronunciation.
Uruguay.
Yeah. I see what you did there, too. You are on a roll. Someone get this man another vodka. So he bit a guy on the Italian team.
Where did he bite him?
In the shoulder.
Like, why the shoulder?
Well, because that's where his head was positioned.
Huh.
It was a perfect biting position.
Was he just mad? He's like, I'm going to bite you?
Apparently, this is the third time this dude has bit somebody in a game. And it's like, I think a defense for him. Like, if... Because Italy was pushing. They were pushing towards the net with their balls. They were coming closer to penetrating the goal line. I'm trying to make this more interesting for
It's not making it any more interesting.
So Italy was pushing,
yeah.
Getting closer. They were about to break right when it stops being painful is what was going to happen. And
this guy sounds painful.
This guy, Luis Suarez, bit somebody from the Italy team who was about to retrieve the ball and possibly penetrate the goal with it. So he bit him, and the guy went down, and he, like, flung his arm back, and then Suarez acted like his teeth were hurt, like he got jacked in the mouth. Well, yeah, because your teeth were buried in this guy's back. And he was trying to get you off of him, you insane howler monkey. I don't know what the hell he was doing. So he bit him. The refs didn't see it, so they didn't call anything, no penalties, whatever. But now There's so many hilarious things about this bite on BuzzFeed, all over Twitter, everywhere. You apparently can play a Pac-Man style game with Luis Suarez chomping on this Italian Giorgio's sure. head. So like there's a Pac-Man version of this. They've also done this thing where do you remember that kid that said like he was like a video of him and his brother was biting his finger? Now they've done it where Luis Suarez is biting this guy's finger.
You know the Hemsworth brothers did a fake Funny or Die version of that?
No.
Ooh, watch it.
Well, now you should watch this Luis Suarez one. So anyways, this guy is apparently a biter, which is unfortunate. And now this idiot for doing this very uncouth move.
Yeah.
Did I use uncouth right?
Yeah, nice.
He's not going to be able to play in their next game against Colombia.
So he got suspended or like kicked out?
I believe he got suspended. He should have gotten suspended. I hope he got suspended.
So this was his third time doing it?
Third time. He hasn't done it on a stage as big as the World Cup, but he's done it in his other game. I think he plays for like Liverpool or something, which means nothing to me.
Right. A Suarez in England, right?
Right. Yeah. But this is the third time he's done it. He's bitten people. And there was a very funny tweet from Evander Holyfield, who got his ear bitten off by Mike Tyson, who said something about, like, I guess any body part is okay to bite. Like, but this dude legit had teeth marks.
Yeah, I was going to say, was there, like, blood and shit?
There wasn't any blood, but you could see the dude's teeth. It was bad. So it's a stain on the World Cup, if you will.
That's a good night for me, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, you like stains.
No, I mean bite marks.
Oh.
Move on.
Right. And stains. Right?
No.
Hand in hand?
I don't know.
Eh, whatever. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Gay sex. Biting. Yeah.
The whole story that you did, they were so full of sexual puns. He's like, and then he bit him on his back, and then he tried to get him off of him, and I'm like...
I was trying to make it interesting for
you. I know, you did. I thought about one night when I was in college.
Oh, nice. Speaking of biting...
Uh-oh.
Another thing I saw on BuzzFeed today that caught my eye...
Uh-huh.
That I've already touched on briefly. 17 celebrities who are so ageless, they must be vampires.
Oh, good one.
And it's fantastic because it's like a video of all these...
Like Anne Rice.
Well, I don't think she made the cut. No.
But she writes about vampires.
She does. She does. Yeah. And she puts like celebrities in her movies. Right. So, right.
Lestat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tom Cruise. Mm-hmm. Was that Lestat?
That was... Yeah. It's Cruise and Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Remember when they're about to kiss in that movie?
I thought they did kiss.
I don't think they did.
I really, like, think I had maybe some masturbating ideas to them kissing for some reason.
First One Direction and now those two. Does Joy know about all this stuff?
I don't discriminate against attractive people. Let's just put it that way.
All right.
Attractive is attractive. Some of the celebrities on this list.
Yeah, let's go.
Ready? And what they did on BuzzFeed, you should check it out. BuzzFeed, it's 17 celebrities. They did a picture. Yeah, like from 10 years ago. So, Paul Rudd.
Let me see. Yeah, I can see that.
He looks the same.
Nah, he looks a little bit older.
Halle Berry.
Yeah, I think she's a vampire.
She's got to be a vampire.
Or a robot.
Tobey Maguire, which, he might be a vampire, but he's that dorky vampire that you're never going to let bite you.
Right.
You're like, yeah, don't talk to me. Pharrell, I completely agree with Pharrell, this.
But he's like 43.
Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rossdale, they're like the ageless couple.
Gavin Rossdale's aged, I think.
I don't know. He's looked 50 since he was 20.
Oh, he's 50?
Well, I don't know if he's 50. I'm just saying he's looked like he's 50 since he was 20.
Oh, all right.
Like when they started dating, he looked old, way older than Gwen Stefani. She looked super young compared to him, and now they both still look super old and then super young.
You know, he's bisexual. Maybe
really?
That's what keeps him young.
Where did you see that?
He had some relation. It was some article, Rolling Stone, years ago. He had some relationship with some guy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Michael Hutchins? Is that why he killed himself?
I don't know. Oh, God.
Well, he did.
Too soon.
Too soon? That was like 20 years ago. All right, too soon. Avril Lavigne. Does anybody even remember
April Lavigne?
Yeah, April Lavigne. Does anyone even remember her?
Skater Boy.
Isn't she married to that douche from Nickelback?
Yeah, we talked about that on this podcast. We wished him a happy marriage.
To put her on this list is almost insulting because...
Her name's Avril.
And Lavigne.
Lavigne.
And what kind of celebrity is she? What has she done for me lately?
Nothing.
She hasn't put it... Elijah Wood, The Hobbit. What's his name?
Bilbo?
Frodo Baggins.
Yeah.
Frodo Baggins made the list. Clearly, he's not aged. He went to the Elven Island where you don't age and you don't die. Did anyone not see Lord of the Rings? Oh, spoiler alert. He went to the Elven Island and he did not die.
Is that by Cabo?
I think so. Oh, I think okay. I saw some hobbits while I was over there. And elves. Also, Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart.
No, they both look older. Ian McKellen for sure does.
Well, what they're saying is from 10 years ago, they didn't look older. Well, probably because they both looked 80 10 years ago. This is what I'm saying. Like, this list is questionable. Beyonce, 100% agree.
Beyonce's like 30 years old, though.
Well, she... You make a good point.
Wait. Who's the Locomotion girl?
Kylie Minogue.
Yeah, we talked about her.
Yeah, she doesn't look like she's aged today since Locomotion.
I said she looked older in Locomotion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree. And then Lucy Liu.
Asian.
Asian.
Asian
right?
don't crack.
They don't.
Did I say that right?
Jared Leto.
He definitely looks older.
You think so?
I do.
Do you think it's the hair or the fact that he still has those dreamy blue eyes?
I think it's the hair. And he's in a band.
It, like, aged him?
Yeah. I don't believe that one. He's not a vampire.
All right. How about Will and Jada Pinkett Smith?
Black don't crack.
Black don't crack, but black does get cheek implants, which I believe that Jada Pinkett Smith did get.
Really?
Her cheeks look plumper than before.
Did you hear the crazy story about their daughter, like, taking a picture with some old dude?
Like a 21-year-old in her bed.
They're Scientologists. I mean, I don't trust
anything they say, do, and I think that they're not even real at all.
The Smiths.
Nick Cage, this I don't agree with because he's looked disgusting since... God, he's looked disgusting since
Face
Con
Off.
Con Air. Or The Rock.
I bet you he got like a free face job from Face Off.
Well, it looks like he did transplant his younger face onto his older face.
Didn't he buy a dinosaur or something?
Really?
Like a dinosaur skeleton?
I don't pay
this
attention to
this is the stuff
Nick
you need
Cage.
To bring to What's Crappin' in Meta.
Well, I don't pay attention to Nick Cage. Keanu Reeves. Did anyone even remember that he existed?
He's like Cro-Magnon.
Yeah, he's nothing to me.
I wouldn't kick him
out
of
bed. But actually, right at the... Well, of course you wouldn't. Right at the end of the hilarious BuzzFeed clip, it's the Nick Cage and Keanu Reeves, and they show some pictures of some dudes from like the 18th century that they...
Oh, that so they look, like, look like I saw that Nicolas Cage one, like if they
looks
were really
exactly
vampires.
Like
I know.
Them. Yeah, so that entertained me for a little while today, that, you know, there might be some vampire celebrities among us.
I always thought, you know, because I loved Buffy the Vampire Slayer. My
Who
ex-boyfriend
didn't?
Got me into
Who
it.
Who didn't?
Thank you, by the way.
Movie or TV show?
TV
both?
Show.
Okay.
Yeah. And I always thought, you know, I like the Anne Rice. I don't read her stuff, but I watched the Interview with the Vampire. I always thought, like, would I, if, like, a vampire came up to me, and wanted to, like, devour me, or, you know, whatever they do.
If you got twilighted.
If I got, no, let's not talk about that. Would I want to do it? Would I want to live forever? I don't think I would.
See, I go back and forth. I think I'd like to be a vampire.
But you would live forever.
Forever.
You'd have to drink blood.
Sure, but at that point, you don't care that it's blood. You're just...
The only
it's
good
food to you.
The only good thing about it is I wouldn't have to go out in the daylight. I hate going out in the daylight.
Well, if you watch Twilight, you'd know that the reason you couldn't go out in the sun was because you were a sparkly goddess.
What?
Yeah, in Twilight, like, the sun, when it hits the vampire skin, it glistens, like they're covered in glitter.
Quit feeling your boobs, that's a weird look.
Well, that's just what I'm saying. Like,
but the different story...
You're shiny.
All those vampire stories are different when it comes to, like, the sun,
well,
right?
Sure, because Anne Rice, you know, remember when the Kirsten Dunst character and the mom character, they put her in the sun and then they
I was
cried.
Happy about that.
Why?
She was so annoying.
Who, Kirsten or the mom?
Yeah, she'd be that, and she's just a whole bitch that whole movie.
Well, she was horrible because she was pissed off that she couldn't have sex with a vampire because she was only, like, 11.
Right.
So, like, that was her full scope of anger. Like, she was never going to grow up and be able to take in a vampire cock, which, lady, you're not missing much because it's cold, clammy. There's no blood running through it. There's no throbbing. There's no, like... And does anything even come out of a vampire? I don't think so.
The thing that was the tiebreaker for me is, like, I like being bit on the back.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
not on the neck.
Right. Shake 'em, baby. Shake 'em, baby. Shake your titties, baby, baby.
That was your wedding gift, by the way.
You shaking
my
titties.
My shaking of my boobies.
I mean, like, you really just shook your tits for me.
That's my exercise for the day.
This isn't the start of it, by the way.
Yes, it is.
No,
we're going
it's not.
With it. Let's do
no,
it.
No, fine.
Hey, you know what? We need the people to hear how we talk
how
and
we
do
talk
things with each other sometimes.
When the microphone is off.
Right.
That's fair. But Dan, you
behind
know,
the podcast.
Oh, my God.
We should totally do that.
We should.
Yes.
Can we hire that guy that always did the voiceovers for Behind the Music to do
I
behind the podcast?
I love that guy. Oh, my God.
He's got the best voice.
He's got the best voice ever.
Anything.
In a world.
Yeah. Oh, God. No, I can't stop thinking about that guy. I can't stop thinking about that guy's voice. What do you think his face looks like?
Have
we ever seen his face?
I think he looks like someone who would have a beard.
Probably. He might be bald.
Yeah.
Short.
In a world where I'm short, but I have an awesome voice. He's obviously not hot, or he would have been in one of your magazines.
Right. Speaking of hot, this episode, Dan, got me weirdly hot and bothered. We were talking soccer. We were talking vampires. We're talking religion, One Direction.
Wait, I'm 10
kinds of juiced right now.
Religion makes you juiced?
I don't know. Apparently.
You said it.
The whole.
Don't look at me like that.
The whole thing just has me weirdly in a weird, weird place.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, this was a weird podcast for me.
All right.
Because I'm feeling things I didn't know that I was going to feel about things and things. Guys, we're at the end of the podcast. This is it.
This is it. Not while it's...
Oh, that makes me think of Michael Jackson and how he's dead. I also watched This Is It when I got home from Cabo.
Because you felt guilty about the One Direction?
Right. I had to, like, erase... Like, I was trying to do a bleach of my brain with actual good music and quality entertainment.
Well, we do a part at the end of the podcast called What I Learned, and I'll just jump right into it. What I learned is there's not enough bleach in the world to get the One Direction off your brain.
And here I am. I'm smiling again when you mention their names. I do need pore bleach in my ear and in my eyeballs to help me forget about it.
Do you think it's because you're married now and you know that you're not going to have sex with anyone ever again but Joy?
You don't know that's true. She don't know that's true. I don't know that's true.
But
I'm not going to have sex with... I'm just saying.
All right.
We don't know.
I'm not
You
editing
don't know
this.
My life.
I'm not editing
Things
this
can
out.
Happen. You never know what could happen. I don't intend to have sex with anyone other than Joy. I might have mind sex with One Direction.
All five
Perhaps.
Of them?
Perhaps.
Wow.
They could run a train on me.
I think you're too old to have sex with five people.
Why? Is there an age limit on that?
That's
kind
a of lot
thing?
Of work.
I don't care. All you have to do is lay there and do nothing. They can just poke the orifices. You don't have to do anything if you get a train run on
Let's
you by
Let's do what
people.
I learned, please, because what I'm so I disturbed.
What I learned was that this podcast weirdly affected me.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Mm. Well, what I learned is the hope is that the sound is better, guys, and you have a better experience. I spend $13,000 on the new equipment.
You lie so bad. Don't even listen to this asshole anymore. You know what I learned?
What?
That you need to read the back of cards. If they're going to be in a different language. It's always an awesome idea to do a gag card, but you got to read the back of the card, man.
I think I need to stop doing or trying to do funny things on Father's Day.
Maybe, because you're going to kill your father.
I'm going to kill him. I'm going to
kill
him.
He's going to have a shortened life.
Yeah, I think the next one I'm just going to, because my father is, you know, really religious. I'm going to bring like an atheist home, you know.
Oh, that would be nice. Yeah, do that.
Presbyterian.
Oh, geez. Well,
same thing.
Yeah, you can bring a dinosaur home. That's fine. Presbyterian is a religious person or a dinosaur? I mean, all those sound like dinosaur names.
Presbyterian
is Episcopalian, Stegosaurusian, Tyrannosaurus Rexian, all those religions sound too much like dinosaur names to me.
What I learned is that you look really good in makeup.
Oh my God. Let's talk about this.
Yeah.
We didn't even talk about this. I'm going to talk about this real quick. What I learned in discussing things behind the scenes with Dan, what I learned was that my parents... This morning, at coffee. Mm-hmm. I hate to bring this up now. I'm going to bring it up and make it short and sweet. What I learned was that they both, independently, without talking to each other face-to-face, told me that the two hottest girls at my wedding, how funny it was, they're lesbians. And they were not talking about me or my wife, Joy. I'm not going to name names. They were talking about two other people. But they found it so funny. So shocking that the two hottest girls at my wedding were lesbians.
Well, but...
And they weren't talking about me or Joy.
I think if someone our age or younger kind of said the way that they, phrased it, I think that would be weird.
First of all, couldn't they have prefaced it with, you looked so amazing at your wedding? By the way, the two hottest girls besides you were lesbians as well. That would have been a nice way to say it. Instead, that was like my greeting. Like within 2 seconds of talking to both of them this morning, that's what they both said.
They didn't say, do you want some creamer in your coffee or anything?
No. It was
straight
to
lesbians.
How funny. How interesting that the two hottest girls that you're hot and sexy, I believe is what the words my mom used. The two hottest and sexiest
the
girls
Viper.
Were lesbians. First of all, why is that shocking? I have hot lesbian friends. Second of all, hello, your daughter was wearing makeup and a boss tie. I am hot. Ugh.
But would you want your parents to call you hot, though? If my parents called me hot, I'd be like, oh, that's creepy.
Probably not, but it was just an interesting thing, and I didn't realize that they felt that way about these two girls whose names won't be named until this morning.
What I want to know is the conversation they had together before they talked to you
about it. Talking about it. Probably in bed. Sickos. I always thought my dad was a gay man, but clearly he likes women. And maybe my mom's a lesbian.
She's a viper.
Viper lesbian.
Hi, Kate.
What else did you learn, Danny boy?
Oh, what else did I learn? I learned that Presbyterian Church is making some big strides, and hopefully the other churches will follow.
Hopefully.
So they don't be...
Fingers crossed. Do you see what I did there? Cross, like religious cross.
Because Jesus died on a cross.
Right, because things happened on crosses.
No, I hope the other churches follow, and that's a great message for, you know, people who are gay and who are spiritual, and it was hard for them, you know, growing up, me certainly, to kind of reconcile both of those things, and...
And it's getting reconciled.
It's getting reconciled. What creeps me out, and I didn't really mention this, is that there are a lot of gay men and gay women throughout the years who couldn't reconcile it and, you know, are not around today. And that's just a sad thing. So.
Or they're running, you know.
For Congress?
Gay to straight
oh.
conversion right. programs.
Oh, yeah. And all that shit. Crazy shit, yeah. too.
But I'm a cheerleader type shit. I love that movie.
Yeah.
It's so good.
You're making the most random references.
I am. Yes. I'm just throwing out everything I can think of. I also learned that you like rugby, but you don't like soccer, which is weird to me on a level.
There's just more, you know, if there was more biting.
There's more touching.
Yeah, there's like more biting and stuff like that. I fucking watch that shit all day.
Scrumming with scrums. And, there's a lot more touching in rugby, for sure. I also learned that you don't love my rap about
your rack or your rap.
Well, no, I know you love my rack. You don't love my rap about ill-fitting robes.
Well,
and you didn't know what that meant until I said it.
I don't think anybody on the podcast, if you guys didn't know what ill-fitting meant, and then you heard Maida's explanation, put it on our Facebook page and say I'm a team Dan.
Okay, oh, fine. And if you knew what ill-fitting robe meant the minute you heard it, you're Team Maida. Hashtag Team Maida. Don't we hashtag now? Is that
what
we
know.
Do? I don't know. I hashtag a lot of things.
My sister and I did that with my mom one day, and we're like, oh, hashtag mom's in a bad mood, and she yelled at us.
Really?
Yes.
Does she even know what hashtag
She's
means?
The one that she's like, I don't understand the Twitter, and I don't understand the Facebook and the Instagram. Like, she doesn't know all the applications.
All that stuff makes her head want to explode.
Yeah. So she's like, oh, I read an article about hashtagging, and I don't know why people just can't have normal conversations.
Oh, God.
Just complete a goddamn
she's
sentence.
One of those.
Hashtag, I don't understand it.
Did I ever tell you how my dad's mind constantly gets blown by Facebook suggesting people he might know?
Right.
He's like, why would they know that I might know them? Facebook, mind blown. Hashtag, mind blown.
Right.
Yeah. Quick, before we end.
Yes.
I got to do a couple shout-outs.
Shout-outs.
First one is to, we keep talking about how I wore makeup at my party. Mm-hmm. Shout-out goes to Jessica, my girl Jessica, and my girl Gail, who did my hair and makeup for the wedding. Thank you so much for making me feel and look better than I've ever felt and looked in my life.
That took them 3 days, right?
Yeah, no, they started on May 22nd.
Okay, so that was a couple weeks.
And finished it up on June 12th.
Yeah.
June 14th. Whoa.
They had the orange... You better not forget
the date.
You had the orange cones out and everything.
Yeah, like,
police tape.
I couldn't even touch any part of myself. I had to lay in bed like a corpse. But they worked on it for weeks and weeks and weeks. They made me feel and look better than ever.
You look great. You really did.
And I felt amazing. And there was something very poetic. I'm getting a little bit sentimental right now.
Or you watched One Direction again.
Shut up. But there's something very poetic about two of my closest friends making me look and feel amazing, because they make me look and feel amazing all the time because they laugh at everything I say. But they really, thanks to Gail and Jessica. And then one last shout out, friend of the Dan and Maida show, Chad, he is doing the Kenosha Pride on July 12th. So all of our listeners in Kenosha and Northern Illinois, you should go up and check out Kenosha Pride. He's going to be at Club Icon at some point.
He's the guy who does our music for our show.
Yeah, does the music.
Yeah.
So Chad Micah.
Is he Micah or Michael now?
I don't know.
Chad, we saw him at the wedding. Mm-hmm. I gave him a big hug.
Mm.
That's gross.
Did you? I spit my ice cube back in my drink and Dan hates me.
Yeah. And if you guys are listening to this podcast before June 29th in Chicago for the Pride Parade, you guys, we're going to be on the radio again.
Again?
We talked about it last year. They invited us back, probably with a lot of hesitation.
Sure.
But
they were desperate for people.
Desperate. We're getting on the air with Ellen Miller and Poppy Champlin, who are big radio, you know, folks here in Chicago, so hopefully we'll have some dumb shit to say.
Yes.
I don't know. I might tell the dad story.
I think you should.
Yeah, and you should tell your...
One Direction story?
Yeah, that'd be a good one, sitting in your ill-fitting robe.
In my ill-fitting robe.
So, Maida, from the Dan side.
Yes, Dan.
I am a moment of sincerity.
What's that?
I am very happy that you got married. That you are with someone you love.
Uh-huh.
For the rest of your life.
Uh-huh.
because you are going to get old one day, and uh-huh. you're going to need someone to take care of you.
Uh-huh.
And I'm glad I'm washing my hands of that.
And from the Maida side, Dan is exactly what I expected him to be, and you are no One Direction member. Lovin' duckies, bitches.
I had that one the day of the wedding. So happy June. How else? How,
oh, you're...
Fuck me. I'm going to read them to you on my phone. My iPad sucks a big one.
Like my microphone? A big one like that?
Yes, like that.
Like huge?
See, this is what you guys get at the end.